Tron Light Cycle Run begins a soft opening. There's a new photo pass offering at Disney World, and construction walls start coming down at Epcot. Plus, we'll talk Harmonious, Martha's Vineyard, and new friends. Episode 134 of the Mickey File Podcast is next.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I am Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It's getting to be close to cruise day.
I know. I'm like really excited and really terrified that we don't have anything ready for this.
I don't know. I mean, what do we have to do? We got to get clothes. We have clothes.
Yeah, I know. Can't find my water shoes, so I think I'm going to order another pair just so I have them.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Although I did fine just wearing the Crocs around Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to decide.
So I think that's what I'll probably plan on doing.
Okay, that works.
We did get a... So the site we use to, like, that notifies us when we get reviews...
Uh-huh.
Apparently has a lag to it. So we actually got a review before the last episode, but I didn't know it.
Oh, okay.
So thank you very much to SALF777.
Thank you very much.
Says, enjoy them. Very informative and fun to listen to. What I like about Karen and Scott is they give their honest opinions. They'll tell you what they honestly feel and call out all the clickbait sites out there that post on social media, which I think we're all tiring of. I respect people who aren't afraid to speak their minds. So thank you. That's
yes, thank you. That's actually, I think it's kind of how we are. Yeah. Because some of those are terrible.
Although if the clickbait sites actually went away, I don't know what Facebook would do.
Oh, I know.
Like most of the groups we're in on Facebook would have a real problem with it.
I know. Because we make fun of them.
Yeah. But thank you to...
Thank you very much.
Whoever that. You are.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it very much.
Really do.
So, yeah. So that's all the real, like, stuff we had to catch up on.
Yeah.
So I guess we can start the news.
Okie dokie. Tron Light Cycle began the soft opening of virtual queue and individual lightning lane purchases on Monday the 20th. I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize they were doing individual lightning lane. I thought they were only doing virtual queue. So that was my own misunderstanding. I know that's crazy.
So then what exactly is the soft opening? Like, I thought I had read it was only virtual queue.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too. So apparently...
Because if it's virtual queue and lightning lane purchase...
Isn't it just open now?
Seems like.
Yeah. The walkway between there is all open. Now, they're not doing the entire park day. So maybe that's why they're calling it a soft opening.
Yeah, maybe.
So, like, the last ones are going at, like, 7 o'clock. So...
Okay. And it's also selling out in like 5 seconds.
Yes.
Which is understandable. And it's probably lower capacity right now. That's probably the soft part of it.
Right. Is that they're taking fewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but at least it's working, that both of them are working, that Guardians is working and Tron.
I haven't heard anything about it since Monday.
Yeah.
So I guess that means it's working.
Right. Isn't that kind of, you know, no news is generally good news?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So there we go. Oh, no, I did hear on their soft openings that they are being very hard with their virtual queue time. That, you know, you have an hour to get to it. They're sticking people to that.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Yeah. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast and lunch are returning May 14th to...
I think they're going to have to be hard with that.
Yes.
Because apparently everyone wants to ride it after dark.
Yes.
And so if everyone is just getting it and then everyone doesn't show up until 8 o'clock because that's when it gets dark now.
Right.
They're going to have some real problems on their hand.
So
I think with this one, they're going to have to be hard about it.
Yeah. Which is, it's fine.
Yeah.
So if you want a nighttime one, you purchase an ILL that guarantees you a nighttime one.
Right.
There you go. Breakfast and lunch are returning to Akershus Royal Banquet Hall at Epcot effective May 14th.
So. I don't really have an opinion on that at all.
Okay.
We've been there.
Yeah. We did a breakfast.
One of our anniversary trips, we basically did nothing but like princess meals or character meals the whole time. So we did that, I think, for breakfast.
Yeah, we did. Because we were trying to run there because the park wasn't actually open until like 11. So we're trying to run to it because we were running late.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a strong feeling for that restaurant. Okay. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we did it once.
The breakfast, the pictures I've seen now look better than I guess a lot of what I expected, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I don't personally really care.
Okay.
A lot of people will.
Yeah. I think a lot of people with the little ones because there's a lot of princesses at that one.
Right.
So, which is fine.
Right.
There is a new Disney PhotoPass feature called Video Memories available at Walt Disney World. Guests can use their own photos and video along with iconic Disney content to recreate magical experiences from their vacation. Guests who opt in to purchase PhotoPass will be able to use their own photos and videos as well as the content of their Disney PhotoPass gallery. You're able to add enhancements, which include stickers, music, and text. I think it's kind of neat.
Yeah, I think so.
And it saves whatever you create, saves on your photos in My Disney Experience.
So now I guess I understand why they're giving us PhotoPass as pass holders.
Right, for this feature.
Yeah, so they can charge for this instead.
And if you want to see where they are, you go on My Disney Experience, you go to My Day, and it'll actually show them collecting there.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah. Rosa Mexicano opened March 19th at the Dolphin. They have a breakfast buffet, as well as a individual continental breakfast and non-buffet options.
Okay.
For breakfast. Dinner is just lunch and dinner are just non-buffet options.
So I saw pictures of that last night. I've seen them on Facebook, but also saw them on the Disney Crushes live feed.
Yes.
It looks good.
It does look good.
Somebody asked the question, how many Mexican restaurants do we need? I mean, so that's three sit-down Mexican places in the Epcot area.
That's true.
Plus Disney Springs, which seems, well, they've got at least the one.
Right.
Probably more than that.
Right.
So, I don't know. But, I mean, I guess Marriott sees a demand for it. Yeah. So,
guess so.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll go try it. I don't know. I act like, you know, oh, we got to try everything. But we've been to the Dolphin like three times, twice for karaoke and once for drinks in the lobby. So
true. But maybe if some of our friends are going, we'll join them.
Right.
Fantasmic is going to be increasing their nightly performances to two nightly from April 2nd to April 22nd. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10 p.m. Currently, they're only doing one show.
Okay. Well, that's cool because it's still tough to get in there as far as I know. So yeah. Without a dining deal.
Right. That'll be good.
Yeah.
There is a complimentary tea tour available at the UK Pavilion during the Flower and Garden Festival. And it's a guided 20-minute tour. They kind of walk you all around, show you the flowers and stuff associated with the teas. And then when you're done with the tour, they give you a little complimentary to-go thing that has several of the different teas they talked about.
Yeah, it's cool. They got a cool little tea garden there.
Yeah.
So
I would like to go do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you just check in at the tea store.
Right. So.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is going to continue to be an individual lightning lane at Magic Kingdom after the Tron opening on April 4th. They're going to have two ILLs there.
I mean, that ride's still got a crazy line, and if they can make $15 to $20 a ride, I understand why they're doing that.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and that's fine, because like I said, it's still... I mean, the line still wraps all the way around the place most of the time.
Yeah, it's still an hour wait most of the time. So there is a Corksicle shop opening at Disney Springs this spring. Doesn't say where, just says it's opening.
Do we know what's going into the UGG store?
No. Right. Maybe if we went to Disney Springs, we'd be able to see a sign there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it just closed.
Yeah. So... maybe they're going there. I don't know. But Corkscrew's been a big sponsor on...
everything lately.
Yeah. So, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
An Epcot walkway has reopened between Spaceship Earth and World Nature, which is heading toward the seas. So now you can see more of the area and you have a better walkthrough.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. And from what it showed is you can see the... Moana area a lot better because you're closer to it. So you can see Tafiti.
And she's still at the bottom of like an 8-foot wall.
Yeah, but she's 12 feet.
Right, right.
So there you go. I'm just glad it's a different opening because that way you look like you're going more towards.
I just
towards.
Dread going to Epcot just for the walk from the front to anything.
Yeah.
You know? Why we keep trying to find reasons to come in through Beach Club or Boardwalk.
I know. Just the walls make it look very walking forever.
Right.
It just makes it perceive longer walk.
Yeah, it's one thing when there's walls in front of a ride or mm-hmm. a, you know, corner of the park or whatever. It's another thing when it's the center of the park and they go on forever.
Right.
And lead you into dead ends.
Yes. So, there you go.
Yeah.
There's DVC news.
There is DVC news. DVC is offering, well, they're calling it the first member voyage aboard the Galactic Star Cruiser. I guess it's going to be just for DVC because the original DVC members could, like the first trips, DVC members could sign up.
Right.
Using points.
Yes.
That's when they were trying to burn DVC points that were left over from... COVID.
Right.
But they are doing that. Registration was on March 21st, so you've probably already missed it. Prices off the, or we're 30% off the original cruise prices, and the sailing is August 19th through the 21st. I have not seen if it was sold out or not.
I have not seen it either. I did see if the queue opened. It did open. It was like 65th in line or whatever, but this particular member voyage is, you have to be available for membership extras. So you're direct owner, direct or right. grandfathered.
Right. Blue card.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Right.
Member, not owner, whatever they call it.
Right.
So the Beach Club Villas refurbishment will continue into the fall of 2023.
Right. Originally they had only until May listed, and now it's gone into the fall.
Yeah, well, there was no way they were going to be done. You haven't even seen them really working on it compared to what you've seen it everywhere else.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's another good 6 months of work over there.
Yep.
And that is going to do it for the news.
I know, it's kind of a light news week, huh?
Yeah, kind of. We've also been super busy this week with weird work schedules and all that. So, yes.
Thank God it's over.
We didn't like kill it looking for stuff.
Yeah.
I think we hit the high points.
I think we did.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you've been working overnight.
Yes.
Which has sucked for both of us.
Tremendously.
Fortunately, we didn't have any jobs this week, so I've been home.
I know. Thank God.
But Saturday, you worked, but you only worked in the morning. Well,
till
7 to 4 or whatever it was. And you wanted to go watch Harmonious.
For the last time, yes?
Probably for the last time.
No, unless I decided to go over another night.
Yeah. I mean, we still got a chance, and we're still going to be there before it closes, although only for the one night.
Right.
So we went over to Harmonious. We were going to eat dinner at... We were all over the place. We were going to eat dinner at Cape May.
Right.
And we got there early, so we went into Martha's Vineyard. And then we were going to eat dinner at Rose and Crown.
Right.
They had an $8.55 available, but they were very clear that you weren't getting on the patio. So that was pointless.
Right.
So anyway, we went into Martha's Vineyard, and then we met some people, and then we just sat there and kept talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we never actually went and ate dinner. We got McDonald's on the way home.
Which was terrible food to get.
At, you know, like 10:30.
Yeah.
By the time we left. But we did go watch Harmonious.
We did go watch Harmonious.
I really like Martha's Vineyard.
I do too.
Like, it is nothing special as far as Disney theme bars. It's like,
one of the least themed ones.
Yeah, it's got some wallpaper, you know, and they wear costumes that fit with
Martha's Vineyard.
The beach club.
Right. But other than that, they're very laid back.
Yeah. A few TVs on the walls. It's just a cool little place. But it's never busy.
No. I think the only time we ever saw it when it was busy, when it was pouring one time.
Yeah. We went in, there were two people sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And they left right after we got there, and then two more people came and sat at the bar.
Right.
But we just sat there. We had, you know, a few beers. There was a golf tournament on TV. There was
The Flash was on TV.
Yeah. There were some cool people.
Yes.
So we talked about Disney. We talked about not Disney. We shared some cool places to watch the Epcot fireworks.
Uh-huh. She was wearing some very cool ears. And they were nothing like super special. They were very simple ears.
Yeah. Like at first, until I saw the bow in the middle, I really thought they were like an Etsy deal. They looked like they were hollow
just
circles.
Hollow
for
ears.
For the ears. Right. And then it had like there's a word for it that I can't. Basically injection molded, but it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic bow, but they all lit up.
Right.
And according to her, they are waterproof.
Yes.
Weatherproof. Because it was kind of looking like it was going to rain.
Yeah.
So, and they were older, 18, 19?
Yeah, I think she said she got them in 18 or 19, yeah.
Yeah. So, while we were sitting at the bar, Karen went on to eBay and bought a pair of them.
Well, I took a picture of it and put the picture in eBay because you could do that. It came up with four options for it.
Yeah.
And one of them said it was Tokyo, and it was $16.61 free shipping.
Right.
I'm like, okay, they'll be here Thursday? Fantastic.
I'm starting to think that anything that is like a few years old, people put on it that it's Tokyo or Shanghai so that they can get more money for it.
Well, but I think that was actually a fair price for them.
$16 for ears from Disney? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're very cute.
Yes.
And very light.
Mm-hmm.
And they light up.
They may be going on that trip with us, I think.
And they're just red with a red and white polka dot bow.
Yeah.
Little, like,
very simple mini.
Yeah.
And they're, I mean, it's just the ring of the ear, you know.
Yeah, but they were super cool. So you ordered those. Have they come in yet?
No, they're due here Thursday or Friday this week.
Yeah, so you did that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get a paper plane again because that's become my Disney drink. And Martha's Vineyard doesn't have Aperol, so they couldn't make it.
Right.
That was disappointing.
That's okay. They still made you a good drink.
They did. They made a really good Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had a couple types of Knob Creek. They had Buffalo Trace. Bullet. Can't remember what else. But they had several different bourbons that were all quality bourbons.
Right. And the bartender, she used to be at Rose and Crown. Remember we were talking about the Boddington mixes.
Yeah, we were talking about Boddington's and... So yeah, we had a really good time. Stayed there till
after eight.
After 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
after 8:30 for me. You left a few minutes earlier. And you went.
I had to go pick up something.
You had to go do some shopping.
Yeah,
and then you ended up watching the Harmonious in Japan, right?
Correct. I tried to get on the our perfect step spots, but there was a family that had three scooters and five people blocking the steps. So I wasn't going to go up to them and go, can I stand behind you?
Right.
I wasn't going to do that. But I did get up right next to the railing, you know, where the stone benches are.
Yeah.
There was a couple sitting on one of the benches. It was just a couple. So I actually sat really close to them. So I was right up next to it, made sure one of the little bonsai trees was not in my... Not in my sight, because I was the perfect height for the bonsai tree.
Yeah, so that has become a really good spot to watch.
It's a perfect spot.
From now, we'll see how that changes next month. I don't know what to expect from Epcot Forever.
I don't either.
Because...
Harmonious has got a lot of emotion with it, for at least for...
But it's just that before... Like, it doesn't utilize the barges.
Right.
When it was at its peak.
Right.
Before the pandemic, it was jet skis and kites. But those won't be going on because they'll run into one of the barges.
Right. And they weren't utilizing the fireworks the way Harmonious is. Like, it wasn't shooting them from...
Yeah, so I don't know what to expect from this. I guess they'll just play some music and some fireworks will occasionally go off. Like, I don't have high hopes for Epcot Forever unless it's a new version.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that is coming up. But we'll have to find out where to watch that from. And then whatever the next iteration is, which is going to be something related to the 100th, apparently.
Right.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
So...
Interesting.
But if you're there in the next 10 days or so, Japan is still the place to watch it from.
The second is the last day for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then we basically got out of there and headed home. It was a short trip. I mean, really short. Like, we left at 4, we were back home by 11.
Right. Now, I will say... that Epcot was still not busy at all.
No, it wasn't. Because I was late getting over there. So I actually stood on the bridge between France and England, and I had a good view. I had a great view of everything except for the Stargate.
Right.
But I got there just a 5 minutes before the show started,
and
I was on the rail with a garbage can and one of the columns right in front of me. So I actually had a place to rest my elbow while I was trying to film it.
Oh, wow.
You know, like a place to set up. So it was not crowded. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, it was just not. And I don't know if maybe people are waiting to come now, because it's spring break and Easter the following, you know.
There were at least some states on spring break last week.
Yeah, I was just very
because
surprised.
Amanda Bond was on their cruise for spring break.
Right. And even the lines for the booths, when I got there, there was no lines for booths. So I was very confused on this.
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't feel like the week before when we were there with Amanda, I didn't feel like it was all that either.
Well, even because Amanda commented about it too.
Yeah.
Because there was no line, like for me, France is always the indicative of shows you how busy it is.
Right.
And there was, what, maybe 5-ish minutes, maybe 10 at the most?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a little longer than you think it was, but it was nowhere near what it's been.
Right. So it was just very surprising.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't have a lot this week.
No, we don't.
So that's like kind of what we got.
Yeah.
We're going on a cruise next week.
I know. I'm so excited. I am so excited.
We're going on I think that's what we're going to talk about next week is...
Prepping for the cruise.
Prepping for it.
Yeah.
Because there's some things we found out that we didn't know.
Yes.
As we've moved through this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of share that. And then, obviously, we'll talk about the cruise when we come back.
Yes.
So, 4 days, 4 nights, 3 days, right? No, 4 days, 3 nights.
Right. And then we're...
Nassau and Castaway Cay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and then we're staying the night before, and then we're staying the night we get back.
Right. Right. And we're currently trying to buy some more DVC points that are in waiting on right of first refusal. It's been a week.
I think tomorrow will be a week.
Did we do Thursday Zoom call last week? No, it was Wednesday because I had to be in Brooksville the next morning. So it's been a week.
Yeah.
Well, it's been okay. Tomorrow is a week from when it was actually sent.
Right.
To Rofer.
Right.
So we'll keep you posted in that process and how that goes.
Yeah.
So we're actually buying these through a different company than we used last time.
Yeah.
So far, they have been fantastic.
They've been so responsive and
very, very responsive.
Yes. And just on top of it and appreciative of the fact that we're responding quickly, you know, which is, I know that sounds silly, but it's just like, oh my gosh, you've been so on top of it. This is going to help things go so smoothly. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We were kind of ready when we... I mean, we weren't ready, actually.
It kind of, I was happened to look through it because it was on a Facebook post. I'm like, well, that's a really good deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, did you see this deal? He goes, no, but that's a good deal.
So in like 15 minutes, we decided to buy.
I know. I don't know what we're thinking.
But we did. I mean, in that 15 minutes, we got all our crap in a row and.
Yeah, well, because we
were ready for them when it, yeah, and we also did know what to expect,
right?
You know, as far as that went, because we've been through that process before.
Yes, and they were very detailed in explaining what the process was as well, as far as documented detail. This is what we're going to have to do. These are the people that are going to contact you. This is the next step. This is the next step. And then, like, when
and
we got,
then, by the way, we're not going to be in touch with you for the next couple of weeks because we're waiting on Disney.
Right.
It's going to be real quiet is what they said.
Yes, it's going to be very quiet. But if you have questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to us.
Yeah. So if nothing else, today I believe is 7 days out of the 30. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So Disney has not. So I only know of DVC resale market.
Mm-hmm.
That does like a detailed month by month Rofer report on their website.
Gotcha.
Disney did not buy back any contracts in February.
From them,
but not any contracts of anywhere.
Mm.
So, and they've only bought back 4 this year.
Wow.
And they were all Animal Kingdom. So, but the theory there is that Disney is a heartbeat away from having 5 current resorts for sale.
Yeah. Well, because you have the new Poly Tower, right?
Disneyland Tower, the Poly Tower, Grand Floridian, Copper Creek is still for sale. Alani's still for sale. Riviera's still for sale.
Right.
You know, plus the fact that they do have inventory from other resorts still.
Right.
But maybe they don't want to have a ton of shorter contracts available when they have all these 40 or 50 year contracts they're still trying to sell.
Right.
I mean, Alani's been, I don't remember, has it been 10 years?
I thought it had been. I thought it just celebrated its 10
years. I think it has.
I thought last year they just celebrated their 10.
Years. Mm. Alani opened in August of 2011. So they've been trying to sell it for 12 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Has 460 timeshare villas.
Mm.
So, and 359 hotel rooms.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe they don't want to keep buying back a lot of other inventory that they've already sold once.
Right.
Because, you know, every contract that they have, they're not getting dues on.
Oh, that they have, that right. they own.
That and, they own, they're right. not getting dues on.
Right. So why?
So maybe they don't want to have a lot of extra contracts buying back where they could be getting dues from someone like us.
Right.
So anyway, right. that's a theory.
Yes.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got this week.
I think so.
That was our coming attractions. We'll be talking about a cruise and we'll talk about buying DVC resale again.
Yes. And the process of the cruise and all those other phases so of it.
There's our next few episodes.
There we go.
So I guess that's going to do it for this week. Thank you once again, everyone, for listening to the episode. Obviously, you know where to find us as on podcatchers, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, all of those. iVooks. That's the one in Spain that I can never remember the name of.
Say the name again.
iVooks.
Oh, okay.
IVOOX, I think is what it's how it's spelled.
Oh, okay.
It's in Spanish, so maybe it's pronounced way different, but yes. That's how I'm pronouncing it tonight. as always, we still would appreciate anyone who is so inclined to share a review for us mm-hmm. to help people find us. We've gotten in a couple last few weeks, so that's been very cool.
Yes, very cool.
Some new listeners and friends that have reached out to us. So that's cool.
Which we love.
Best way to support the show is subscribe, like, follow, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever it is on your podcatcher. If you subscribe every week when the new episode comes out, it'll just show up automatically. You won't have to go look for it.
Nice.
And always tell your friends, family, share it on social media for us. You know, if you're really rich and you want to hire a plane to fly over the beach with a banner behind it, that'd be cool. A little skywriting, maybe. That would be super cool. We'd probably send you a mug for that.
Oh, at least a mug.
Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. Come join us there.
Yes.
And
still funny.
Reach out to us with any questions, comments, concerns, show ideas. Email address is mickeyfilepodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.